another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and I'm here with my co-host, Renee Horsch, and Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. Welcome, guys.
Hi, long time no see.
I know. We're back in the saddle.
We're back in action. Woo!
Oh, my gosh. Look out. Hit so much traffic. I'm sorry I'm late today. We're a few minutes late starting our podcast today.
It was heavy. I missed the turn. I went over the bridge.
Oh, my God.
Well, but you had to go over two bridges to get
here. No, but I went over the big green bridge. What's it called? The St. Vincent's Bridge?
I don't know.
Oh, go over the bridge. Oh. There's a whole world over there. And the other side, it's full of like – it's they pick things up with, you know, cars and – anyway,
oh, the cranes,
the
right?
The cranes,
yeah.
Go over the bridge.
Yeah. So, hey, I was looking to, you know, Renee's our Hollywood connection, and I saw that Fred Heyman passed away, 90 years old.
I know, 91, it said.
91.
Yeah. He has a really interesting backstory. He started as the food and beverage manager at the Ambassador Hotel where the Coconut Grove was down
right,
on Wilshire
where my
Boulevard.
Husband Stan worked.
Yeah. And so that was like in the 1950s. And I think in 1966, he bought a property on Rodeo Drive. Back then, it was just a – Rodeo Drive was not what it is today.
Yes.
It had a little bridle path down the middle for horses to go up and down. And
wow.
Yeah, it was really incredible. And Nolan told me, you know, he had
– Nolan Miller.
Nolan Miller, okay. my mentor. Yeah.
And I want to count. Yeah. One pin dropped. Okay.
Okay,
name drop.
Yeah. All right. Name drop. Okay. Anyway, no, but Nolan told me that his backstory was fascinating because he was a food and beverage manager down there, and he bought the property there, and he opened up a store called Giorgio Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And then – and, you know, and then it was like a it had all the finest designer names of its day back in its day. And it also upstairs had a bar and a pool table. So the men could come while the women would shop and they could go to the bar and they'd have their drinks and they'd play pool and, you know, get loaded and spend more money. And
did they come out with the Giorgio perfume?
They came out with Giorgio perfume. And that was like it. And it was such a huge success that in the 1980s, he actually was pumping it on Rodeo Drive. So before
what are you pumping it? I mean, he was spraying
outside of his store. He would spray. So before you even got, you know, half a block before getting, you'd smell in the air this Giorgio fragrance.
Huh.
And it became such, you know, a huge hit that Avon actually bought the fragrance, I think in 1987 for $45 million or something
wow.
like that. Yeah.
Wow. I remember walking on Rodeo Drive and seeing the yellow and white awning.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I he said.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yellow and white
awning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then, and then fast forward to like it must have been like the year 1999, 2000, around there, he ended up leasing the land to Louis Vuitton.
Oh,
because he said, he's like, I can't sell enough dresses to the money that Louis Vuitton, it's corporate money.
Right.
So they were paying, I think back then, like $100,000, like in 1999.
In rent.
Yeah. Whoa. Now the rents on Rodeo Drive are like $250,000 to $400,000 a month. And so he just cashed out. I mean, because he owned the actual property there
yeah.
on the corner. He's a landowner on Rodeo
right.
Drive. That's
right.
huge.
That's huge.
So he's like, why
That's
am
huge.
I selling these dresses? He said to Nolan, he's like, this is crazy. So the moral of the story, I said to Nolan, I said, well, what happened to you? I'm like, he bought, I'm like,
no, he had got a very in early.
Yeah, he, I'm like, I said, you, yeah, I said, Nolan, you missed the boat. You bought a building on Robertson Boulevard south of Wilshire. Come on, you know, yeah, he had the right idea.
And that's why I love LA. Yeah. There's always a story. I mean,
well,
it's
there
so
is.
Interesting.
Right?
There
it's crazy.
Is. There's so much of history there.
It really is. It's one of those like rags to riches stories, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
And
yeah.
I love the fact that he was like putting perfume out on the street.
I mean, you couldn't do that today.
No, I think they do that. I think they do that.
Environmentalists would go
after
you.
They do that in Vegas. I think they like spray cocaine when you're in a casino. Don't you? Don't you?
Totally.
Always, never
totally.
Sleep.
I know, right?
They spray something in there.
Well, I think, you know, the rumor always was that they had oxygen that they would spraying in to keep you awake. I don't know if that's
true. Now they just hand out Adderalls, right? And while they're
don't
passing out cocktails.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Well, you are the doctor.
You are the doctor, right?
I have a license. That is one of the most abused drugs. We'll make a segment about that.
I want some of that. That's good
stuff. What is Adderall?
Adderall is Adderall. This is my – you talked about dresses. I'll talk about drugs.
Okay, yeah. It's all yours. The floor is yours.
There's not a big difference between dresses and drugs, actually. Not in LA.
Yeah, this is
you
true.
Know, some people keep their drugs in their dresses.
Uh-huh.
But anyway,
basically, Adderall is methamphetamine. It's amphetamine.
Really?
It's an upper. It's crack in a
pill.
So
why do they prescribe it to you?
Because it has been shown to work for some people that have attention deficit disorder. But it is so abused now because everybody's taking it as a stimulant to study, to stay awake. I can't tell you. It really is epidemic.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I just was a friend of mine. Her daughter's 16 years old and the daughter's boyfriend is on Adderall for like Monday through Friday but doesn't take it on the weekends because he needs to – it helps him study and focus and for real.
Wow.
When we were young, we'd say, you're stupid. Study and focus.
No, seriously.
What the hell do you need a pill for?
Well, my grandmother said if you were feeling tired, just take Geritol. And
Geritol?
Remember Geritol?
I think
it was caffeine and sugar.
You know, caffeine, sugar, and fat. I think that's fixes everything.
Those are the stimulants, right?
Uh-huh.
Those are the legal ones, right?
Well, so everyone now seems to suffer from attention deficit.
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous because, I mean, before we would just say, all right, I wasn't paying attention,
right.
Focus, but now everything has to be fixed with a pill?
Well, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody's attention span is small. Why did we reduced our hour-long show to 15-minute podcasts, right?
Actually,
seriously.
You know, part of that, and I could expound on that because people do have a short attention span. Right now, you get your news in snippets. You don't listen to it. And I think that's affecting everything in the culture, including how we communicate, including politics, because people don't like to delve into the real.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
I cover politics
the data,
locally.
Nobody wants to hear that.
People just want a soundbite.
They want a soundbite.
You can't really understand your issues in a soundbite.
No, and even the way we communicate with emojis. Give
and
me a
text
break.
Messages.
And text
messages.
Soon we won't have to
God.
Talk. Soon you'll know what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah. No, but let me.
I don't think I want to know what you're thinking.
Oh, I do.
He does.
He already gave me some insight before we started.
Shush. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that, right? It's a clean show, right?
No, but I mean,
for now.
How long is your supposed to be your attention span?
Well, it all depends. I mean, part of the problem is they say that right now we're getting information so quickly that we don't even digest it long enough to form what are called mgrams, which are actual memories. You know, it's like a computer, information in, information out.
Mm-hmm.
Before, there wasn't that information, so you could really remember stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's like coming in and going out.
So that being said, what about the young kids today that are actually going to med school? How are they going to be – because that's a lot of
they're
information.
They're taking Adderall.
Okay, there you go. And lawyers, right?
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I'm serious. I can think of patients that come in and like they've been diagnosed. I don't prescribe it unless the patient has a diagnosis of it. Because
really?
It is. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, you can't
really?
Come in. You can come in.
Okay.
You know?
All right. I'll get my Botox.
Give me your copay and I'll say no.
But you know what it is? I'm going to change lanes for a minute. It is flu and cold season.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like everyone I know is sick.
Yes.
And I don't know what the difference is between having the flu or having a cold.
Okay. You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Really important. First of all, I wonder how many of these people didn't get their flu vaccine.
I got mine.
Okay,
I
good.
In September
of 2015.
You
know I have never gotten one?
You're afraid of becoming autistic.
No,
that's not even funny.
That's what I hear.
Don't even go there.
That's just a myth, right?
It has not been proven at all to cause autism vaccines. There are more autistic children now because we're finding more. We know what autism is. Also, if you want to think about it, you know, men and women are having children later in life.
This is true.
You know, I'm sorry, the eggs get old.
They get stale.
They get stale, you know, and they don't make little chickadees.
They just said that Janet Jackson got pregnant. I guess she's recently pregnant. She's 50,
oh my
50
God.
Years old now.
Talk
really?
About a horror story.
My God, this could be like.
But speaking
like?
Of mucus, let me tell you about. I don't know.
All right,
here's a cold.
Interesting segue.
A cold, you have fever, sore throat, sneezy,
mm-hmm.
all right? And you just, you know, you don't really cough a lot. That's a cold. A flu, you feel like you got run over by a truck. Your body aches, you have a high fever, you have a headache. All right, so a flu is actually caused by a virus that invades your whole body.
Uh-huh.
So you feel bad from head to toe.
So how do you get a cold?
From somebody coughing on you, the same way that you catch a flu.
Germs are everywhere, our hands. Our hands
so
are the
it's
most...
not like, okay, I went out and I didn't wear a hat.
No, or underwear. It is not that at all.
Well, in your case, maybe, right?
You know?
Are you telling us something?
No. No, so it isn't. That's an old wives' tale or an old, and you know, and what's funny is when you learn it as a kid, no matter how educated you are, you still do it. Because I tell people, here, you know, be sure to wear your sweater. You're going to get a cold. You're not going to get a cold.
That's what I heard.
You know?
I thought if you covered your head and you wore a, you know, a scarf, that you wouldn't get a cold.
And here's the key about both of them. All right? Antibiotics do not treat either of them.
Really?
Yes. Antibiotics are for bacteria. One day we have to talk about the difference between bacteria and a virus. There is really no treatment for a virus. Now, however, if you do have a flu, you can take some medications that are like amantadine or Tamiflu if you catch it within 48 hours. And what it'll do, it'll decrease the symptoms and make you feel better quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's not a
But what about a Z-Pak?
All right. That's an antibiotic.
Okay. So that really doesn't work on any of this.
A Z-Pak is for sinuses, for bronchitis, for a pneumonia, an infection in the lungs. And that's why you have to go to a doctor and have them listen to your lungs. Listen, I am probably as guilty as any doctor. When you're busy and somebody calls, and you know who you are, you know, I need a Z-Pak, doc. I'm like, oh my God, what a pain in the butt. Yes, okay, here's your Z-Pak. It's totally wrong. You know, it's totally wrong.
Well, everybody thinks a Z-Pak is like the Band-Aid for all that stuff, and it's not, right?
No, it's not. Listen, did you ever watch the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes.
There
was an episode where Granny supposedly had a cold, had a the cure for a common cold.
It was her moonshine.
It was her moonshine, and she has a great line. She says, look, if you take my moonshine, it'll only last 7 days. And if you don't, it'll last a week. It does nothing.
I love that show.
I did. I loved it. Yeah. And like, I guess most of them, all of them are gone now. I guess.
Yeah, Donna Douglas.
Donna Douglas just passed away. And I think
she died
Max,
with her pigtails on, I
Max
heard.
Bear, is he still alive?
Oh,
I think
I don't
he
know.
Might be the only Jethro. I think Jethro. He might be the only one. Well, about, someone Google it.
Google it.
Google it. All right. What about Dash Riprock? Remember him?
I do.
Yeah,
how can we not?
I love that name. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, don't show all your cards.
And on that note, I think we're going to take a break.
All right. Woo!